the real hip hop, MCing and DJing from your own mind, you know.
I guess right now we should start the show.
Guess that means it's time to start the show. What's up, Nashville? This is ET. You're tuned in to the Fringe Radio Show right here on WRFNLP, Pasco, Tennessee. Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org. 103.7 FM on your dial in Nashville and 107.1 if you're west of Nashville. But always worldwide at RadioFreeNashville.org. Thanks for tuning in tonight. You got us both in here tonight. Al D's in the house. What's up, Al D?
What's good, people?
It's not too often you get both of us in here, but we're talking about an event that we both host.
Oh, we got a big show coming up, baby.
Right? Meant for the Milk Crate volume, who knows, because it's been going on for so long. That's some of the conversation we've had today, is just about how long Meant for the Milk Crate's been doing its thing. And what'd you say? It started back in like...
Yeah, it's over 6 years now.
Yeah, 6 years. 6 years and still getting stronger. So the next installment, which is sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival, who sponsors this show. You guys can go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org. Check them out. You can make a tax-deductible donation there. And, you know, you can hear previous radio shows. There's videos. There's interviews. And lots of things going on. And make sure you sign up for that email list. You'll get that seasonal sampler. It comes out every season by artists that you've probably heard right here on the Fringe Radio Show. So get on there, check it out, NashvilleFringeFestival.org. And tonight we're talking about Meant for the Milk Crate, which is coming up this Saturday, July 14th. Al D, tell them who's on the bill.
We got Brian Brown. We got Out Here Boys, which of course is Sofa Brown and Evan Blocker. And we got Type T and Weston. It's going to be real dope. These dudes are all real dope.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't heard... I didn't know Brian Brown, actually, until you got him on the bill. So I'm anxious to check that out. And Tyke T, I know you said he's a grinder, doing his thing, making it happen. And Weston and Out Here Boys, we know what they're going to do. And, of course, DJ Vamp on the ones and twos, doing his thing.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday to DJ Vamp, by the way, too.
And so the doors open up at 9:30. It's still $5 to get in. I thought Al D was going to raise that price, so you guys better get in while you can while it's still $5, because it's well worth the $5, the entertainment that you guys are going to see every time you come to Meant for the Milk Crate. And then the open mic, which is, you know, kind of what got it started, I guess, or sort of the roots of Meant for the Milk Crate or live hip-hop in general. So open mic before and after the show. And so just come check it out. Tonight on the show, not only do I got my guy Al D in the house kicking it.
What up?
We're going to have some guests that are going to be in studio with us for the next upcoming Meant for the Milk Crate, which again, this is this Saturday, July 14th. Al D, tell them who's on the bill.
We got Brian Brown. We got Out Here Boys, which is the duo of Sofa Brown and Evan Blocker. We got Tyke T representing Memphis, and then of course Weston, who's here in the studio with us right now. What up? Right.
What's up,
Weston? Glad to have you on the show. I know I've recently met you, I guess, over the past few months, and I don't think you've been in Nashville for too long. So just tell us a little bit about you and sort of kind of where you've been and where you're at and what you got going on.
Yeah, well, yeah, ETLD, thanks for having me, for real. This is, ever since I moved here, I've been looking forward to this ever since I heard of y'all. So this is, I'm super stoked about this. But yeah, I just moved back to Nashville in September. I'm from Ohio originally. I was living out in California the last 4 years, so I just got out of California and headed here, just trying to do music as much as I can.
So you're from Ohio. Is that sort of where your music journey began, or was it when you were in California?
It definitely began in Ohio. Like, I mean, the stems, the roots of it, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then I left home when I was like 18, and I kind of stepped away from it for a couple years, just got out of touch with it a little bit. But then, like, over the last like 3 years or so, I've just gotten back into it and just like trying to just stay with it as much as I can.
Nice. So you told me off air you're from Canton, Ohio. What's the hip hop scene in Canton, Ohio? Is there a hip hop scene in Canton, Ohio?
Yeah, there is, man. And It was really in the early stages, I feel, from what I experienced when I was growing up there. But I mean, one of the biggest artists in hip hop right now, Trippie Redd, is from Canton, Ohio, and nice. Just like, he definitely put Canton on the map.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, seeing that, it's just like, damn, that's what's up.
Nice. So you still have family in that area?
Yeah. Yeah, my nice. Whole family is pretty much lives in Ohio. I got some family in Virginia as well, but yeah, most of my family lives in Ohio. Right.
Okay. And then you spent some time in California. Tell me a little bit about your time out there.
Well, it was good times, for real. I was in the military.
Okay.
And I was stationed there, and I just was, yeah, I was stationed in 29 Palms, California, which is southeast Cali. It's like the desert.
Yeah.
But good place, for real. It was good times.
Nice. So now you're in Nashville, and I guess, Al D, you first ran into Weston at the Tuesday Night Cypher, right?
Yeah, he showed up and destroyed the Tuesday Night Cypher from the moment he got there, and I immediately was like, yo, yeah, well, I was asking about clean music, I remember, initially, because I generally, you know, when I get new people coming through the show, I usually have them on the radio first, just to kind of
right.
get a chance to go through the music catalog and check it out and everything.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I, you know, after him being there another handful of times or whatever, I was just like, oh yeah, we got to get this dude on the bill immediately.
Yeah. I don't always get a chance to
and
make
for
it
all
out
y'all,
to...
All y'all MCs that may be listening out there, I just want to reiterate that, you know, come through the siphon.
Right.
And if you really are spitting, opportunities
yeah.
are there. So.
Right. Mm. Yo, it's kind of crazy. Like, Dirt Bike Mike, it really, like, it's like... sort of the seeds of hip hop get planted there on Tuesday nights and then blossom into what it's become now. So yeah, definitely come pay your dues at the Tuesday Night Cypher. I haven't had a chance to make it to a lot of them, but Weston, you've been at the past couple minutes for the Milk Crate shows and have always kind of wanted to, you know, talked about getting on the bill. So we got you on this Saturday night. Tell us what we can expect from the show from you coming up this Saturday.
Man, yeah, and you're definitely right. This has been on the goals as soon as I moved here. Man, I'm super excited to perform and just see the performances and, of course, the cypher before and after. Man, I've just been working on some songs to put together specifically for it. I'm just going to try to come with some
yeah.
freshness, you know.
So I got a copy of your mixtape today, I guess, from Al D. So what are you working on a new project? Kind of what's in the plans musically for you?
Yeah, I am working on a new project. Before I moved to Nashville, I had like a little buffer zone where I was home for a month, and I was just like, I just want to get something, a project
yeah.
just to have.
Yeah.
So I made that project and then just released it a couple months after I moved here, just that. Kind of create, you know, something to be, some content to be out there while I'm
right.
working on a new project with my cousin.
Shout out the link where people can find that too. It's
yeah.
online, right?
Yeah, it's on all platforms. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, and it's if you search Weston, Weston, Unavailable, it's on there. And it's also on my website, musicbyweston.com.
Oh, yeah, dope. So you moved to Nashville. I'd asked you off air. You said you had a cousin here that sort of is into music as well,
yeah.
right? So you guys are kind of teaming up together on this new project?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Nice.
Yeah, his name's Don Bates, and yeah, he's a music engineer first and has just really dove into production and all that, and it's just been a great journey, great experience.
Yeah. That's dope, man. I got a cousin, shout out Manifesto. We started making music together, and you know, when we were probably 11, 12 years old, and so shout out to him. And man, we're glad to have you on the show again. That's this Saturday night, July 14th, meant for the Milk Crate. So I know we got a couple tracks that we're gonna play from you tonight. So let's jump into some of this music, and then we'll give you an opportunity to talk about these songs, and we'll go from there. So we'll be right back.
Yeah. Hide your thorns with the rose. Can't hide your scars with your clothes. When the scars on your soul ain't a star but your glow. Hide my thorns with the rose. So in the morning ain't nobody really knows what I know. It's not a secret. I just never follow sequence about having all these problems. Telling everyone my grievance. And they talking 2 cents. I tell them just to keep it. The dream is far away, but who's to say that you can't reach it? I've been leaping, man. I've been picking flowers just to handle animosity, all in hopes that I'll be growing modestly. And right before I went to set out on this odyssey, man, something really happened. Stop. comparisons. Too much comparing gon' only lead into arrogance. The burden lighter when we sharing it. Me, I had to water the garden, started watching it grow. Frozen winters in the cold, we was watching it snow. Coming from an institution where we honor a code. Like, is you honored to know? It's been like that since I parted my home. Feel like the flowers I've encountered all over, so different from the ones that I've known. I never noticed a clone. So when I'm down and I'm stuck in the low, hey, this the I do to get in my zone. I smell the daffodils. Was in the thing until I stopped to smell the daffodils. Cause when you living out a dream, better stop to smell the daffodils. Sucked in and everything just become half as real. Better stop and smell the daffodils. It got me singing like la, la la la. Hey, la 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 la. It got me singing like la, la la la. La 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 la. It got me singing like, it got me singing like.
That was Daffodils by Weston. And so tell me a little bit about that track, because you just gave me a copy of that today, actually. Is this a new song you're working on?
Yeah, this is definitely a new song that was in the works. It's been in the works since about October. It was the first track me and my cousin Don made together.
Nice.
So we just, like, we're working in a studio, and yeah, just, like, that's what came up.
Have,
like,
you released it?
Yeah, I just released a video for it. Friday.
Okay, and that's on YouTube?
Yeah, if you search Weston Daffodils.
Nice. Yeah, I just heard it for the first time today, so I'm definitely excited to watch the video now for sure. So we got another track coming up called Eternity, and I actually have not heard this track yet, so I'm going to be hearing it for the first time with you guys out there. So tell me a little bit about this track.
Oh man, Eternity is off my last mixtape, Unavailable, and It's definitely one of the more personal tracks, I feel like. I mean, they're all personal, don't get me wrong, but it's more of, like, the harsher realities of my mind state and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, but it's, like, I'm happy it's out there, and I'm happy it exists, you know?
So this last mixtape, what's the title of it?
Unavailable.
Okay, and that you said that's Unavailable is available.
Unavailable. Available on all streaming platforms.
On all platforms, yeah.
Who names a mixtape that?
Right. Well, let's check it out. This is Weston with Eternity.
Running late, yeah, I was tripping, I don't even think my shoes was laced. And plus my conscience and my heart always debate. Everything else gotta wait, cause I gotta get to mom's house. Then I'm off to dad's place, me and rapping cat and mouse. I'm trapped in a rat race and everything been moving. I'm usually used to fast pace, but this shit has gone past faith. And I'm still in last place, I'm worried about this shit. I'm worried about this shit, I'm worried about longevity. I'm worried about average, not worried about stardom. But something about these asterisks. Started making measures drastic. That's just, it's just that worries me. Yeah. Just wish that I was worry free. But this the type of shit that follow for eternity. And that's the truth that I could never really see. All these problems cause of me. That's the shit that worries me. Just wish that I was worry free. But this the type of shit that follows for eternity. And that's the truth that I could never really see. Did she live eternally? The next day you like, okay, Mike, no answer back. You gonna claim that she was racked, but now you can't escape the daylight. You on the gas like you ain't worried about the brake lights, but you still tripping over stage fright. Now that's some ish shit. Had I known, I'd never seen it. You know yourself, but never felt like you had got conceited. Hey, who you playing, man? Oh, there's a price on life, but I don't see you paying, man. And I've been on my knees, I'd never thought I'd use these praying hands. Now I think I use them more to talk to God than write a song. Cause lately what's more important to me is right and wrongs. Think there's a war within.
A sinner born again, and when things get too hot, I let it simmer, then record again until I'm stretched out like an overused accordion. These thoughts only pouring in so I can pour them back out and say it to this microphone like it understands me, standing in the light like it doesn't scare me. Wish that worries me. Yeah. Just wish that I was worry free, but this the type of shit that follow for eternity. And that's the truth that I could never really see. All these problems cause of me, that's the shit that worries me. Just wish that I was worry free, but this the type of shit that follows for eternity. And that's the truth that I could never really see. This shit live eternally.
That was Eternity by Weston, and you can check him out this Saturday night, July 14th, at the next Mint for the Milk Crate going down at Cobra, 9:30 p.m., $5 to get in. And so, Al, do you want to jump in right here for a second?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to just thank Weston for coming through the cypher on Tuesdays and the last couple of Mint for the Milk Crates and just really motivating some people to step their game up in the cypher. He's been killing it, and several people said stuff to me about just like, man, don't make me go on after Weston. I'm gonna have to, like, you know.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's like that, man. So I appreciate you coming through. Like I said, people's been inspired to, you know, just step it up a little more. Every
step
time someone new
up.
Comes through, killing it, you
step
know, everyone got to step it up. So yeah, I encourage y'all to come through the cypher after Men for the Milk Crate too.
Yes.
That's another place that we like to see new people come through and kill it, and it's real exciting. So.
Before and after the show.
Yeah.
That's right. Right. So, Weston, tell the people again kind of where they can sort of reach out to you and stay in tune with you and what's going on in your world.
Yeah, for sure. And I appreciate you saying that, Aldi. And I appreciate even having something to be a part of, for real. Sorry, I just wanted to get that out of the way real quick.
Yeah, shout out to Dirt Bike Mike, too.
Yeah. Right. Shout out to everybody just a part of it and a part of the hip hop culture in Nashville. It's something like
the Cobra,
it's something I'm still,
Beated
I feel like
Iris
I've just
Brewery,
scratched the surface
right?
of. And
Radio
it's just,
Free Nashville, Fringe Festival.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing. But I have a new single out. It's called Daffodils. You can find the video on YouTube if you search Weston, Weston, Daffodils. And that's the main music I'm trying to get people to see right now. And my Instagram is Weston Music, all one word.
Oh, and Weston's also performing at the 2-year anniversary of the Bearded Iris tomorrow night. So
yeah,
Tuesday.
Yep. Else? Rem Steele.
Our word.
You said 2 years? Wow,
that's right.
It's been 2 years?
That's right.
Yo, shout out. Dirt Bike Mike, 2 years.
Looking
and
forward
going
to that
strong.
For real.
I actually know a guy that had moved from out of town, and him and his wife wanted to check out sort of a different music genre 1 week, like different thing each night. And what they came across for hip-hop was actually Bearded Iris. So they got to come up there and enjoy the show.
Oh, really?
They loved it. Because, you know, the few times I've been there, there's always sort of those spectators kind of in the back that may even have been there for the first time and never been there. And, like, you know, the vibe is always so good and so positive when I'm in there.
And they have their
really
foot traffic in there, too, of people that's just playing pool and drinking beer and stuff. And it's always interesting to watch how people sort of absorb what we're doing over here on the side of the room.
Yeah.
Well, I've said it in the past, the dopest part when I was there, the first time I was there, like, the brewery is legit working. Like, dudes are in the background, you know, bottling up cases of beer and loading them up for the next day. So shout out to Bearded Iris. And you guys come check it out tomorrow night, actually. 2-year anniversary. Wow, that's awesome, man.
That's right. And Rem Steele's a Men for the Milk Crate veteran.
Yes.
Multiple times, of course.
Shout out
to him.
Well, Weston, man, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. You guys can come check him out this Saturday night, and let's get this new project together, and we'll bring you back.
Appreciate it, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Word.
So also on the show tonight, you guys are going to be able to check out the next Men for the Milk Crate, which is this Saturday, July 14th. Al D, you want to run down the lineup one more time?
Yeah, we got Brian Brown. We got Out Here Boys, which of course is Sofa Brown and Evan Blocker, who's in the studio here with us now. We got Tyke T, and we got Weston.
Right. So you just said that the Out Here Boys are in studio with us. Sofa Brown, Evan Blocker, good to have you guys the show. How you doing?
How's it going, bro?
Doing great.
So I know you guys have been on once or twice before.
A couple of times
with Al D, and we were just talking kind of off air. Obviously, he knows you guys a little bit better than I do. So
yeah, they usually roll together, but I've definitely had Sofa on, and I've had Evan Blocker on. So
yeah. So for me and the listeners out there, give us the quick history of you guys, kind of where you've been, where you're at, and what we can expect from you in the future.
Sofa Brown, Evan Blocker, we're the Out Here Boys. We've been putting music out for a grip. We got a lot of stuff rocking this year for sure. A lot of EPs coming out, Movie Get Moved. Just dropped, myself and Petty just dropped the EP today.
Exclusive.
Every time, anything Out Here Boys, pretty much everything. Sofa Brown, Evan handles all the production. Evan got a lot of stuff coming this year as well. Dolo.
So, you guys are cousins, correct?
Absolutely.
It's crazy. We were just talking about that earlier. I kind of got started in music with my cousin, and Weston was involved with his cousin. So, you know, things just kind of run through the family like that, you know? Yeah, absolutely. So, we were just talking just a little bit ago. You guys have actually, you've put out two EPs together, is that right?
This year.
This year. Okay, so where can people go to check that out and say what's up with you guys?
Everywhere you can get music that isn't MySpace.
Out Here, man. Just search Spotify, Out Here Boys.
Out Here Boys as the group. So
gotcha. And so you just brought the new, you know, exclusive album with you and Petty.
Yep.
And tell us a little bit about this project.
God Made This Lemonade. You're sipping Petty, featuring Sofa Brown, myself, Chino producing, and I forget the other guy's name.
Yeah, Sofa Brown on every single one of them.
We just put it out, just dropped. Man, it was a great time. Petty just reached out, wanted me to be a part of it. It's really good, man.
I'm fired up because I haven't even heard it yet. We're about to listen to it.
Yeah,
like,
it's really crazy.
It's about to happen.
Petty really got
Nashville history right here.
Petty really went super crazy on this. It made me like focus and want to go crazy with him.
Nice.
And I think it's really good.
So we're going to hear some of these tracks this Saturday?
I'm not sure. We might.
Yeah.
We might do
something. Keep them guessing. You guys might be able to hear it.
I never know what I'm going to do until that night, for real.
Well, we're definitely going to get the exclusive tonight. You guys are going to be checking out in studio with us, Out Here Boys, Sofa Brown and Evan Blocker. You'll be able to check them this Saturday, July 14th at Mint for the Milk Crate. So are you guys from Nashville?
Yep. My whole life.
Whole life.
You as well? We were just talking about that as well. It's kind of rare, you know, in the industry to meet people that are actually from Nashville, just like Al D, born and raised.
Right. Yeah.
So you guys have been here for a while then. What have you seen as far as the evolution of hip-hop and rap and music in general? You know, it's we're obviously known for country music.
Right.
So what have you seen since you've been here, sort of that evolution of hip-hop music?
Man, I don't really know how to answer that question. That's a hard one to answer. But what I do know is that the talent is immense here.
Yeah.
And really every genre of music, to be honest.
I'll chime in and answer that. I'm going to just say to watch the evolution of just the hip-hop scene itself within the larger sort of music scene here. And, you know, I was talking about that off air with Wes and earlier, just watching it go from, like, cyphers with turntables to like people performing over CDs, and then like Serato and DJs being involved and everything. And, it's incredible to like not even be able to keep up with the music that's coming out in Nashville.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what I was saying too a minute ago off air. It's just like, I can't even keep up, man. I gotta check out this new Out Here Boys. I gotta check out this new G-Slab. I'm behind on both of those. And like, how?
Right.
How, Al?
Yeah, there's a lot of amazing acts here in hip hop.
Yeah, absolutely.
That
and that one Petty just dropped was insane too.
Yeah, Petty's on a roll. I think there's a lot of people here that can stand toe to toe on any stage or
anywhere.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
So what got you guys sort of into music in the first place?
I don't know. I mean, I've always, you know, just loved music.
Yeah.
I've been rapping since very young. I never really put music out till later in life, and Evan kind of brought me back. You know, he started rapping when he was about 15, 16. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I was like, oh, well, let's do it then.
Yeah.
That's my answer. He's the reason I rap. But yeah. My dad was a musician, so I always wanted to be one.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, music runs in the family.
So
yeah.
It's always just been the thing, you know, my whole life. Just wanted to do that. And then him rapping kind of inspired me, and then we've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, rock.
So you do a lot of production, but you're rapping as well on the project, right?
Yes, sir. Rapper first.
Rapper first.
Came after.
You know, that was sort of the same story with me. I started as a rapper first and got into production after that. So
because I didn't want to pay for beats.
Man, you wanted to do it all yourself. You don't have to rely on anybody else at that point. You know,
I did that too. I got into DJing third too.
DJ Al D.
Yeah.
Where can they book you at, Al D? AlDWords.com.
AlDWords@gmail.com. Yo.
MenForTheMilkCrate.com. Go there if you guys want to check out
the
lineup.
I'm DJing for Rashad the Poet on Thursday at 3rd and Lindsay, by the way.
Shout out to Rashad. We were just talking about him, too.
That the other day.
That man is doing it right now. First hip-hop act to ever play at the airport, right?
Yeah. I saw that recently. He's right? got like six shows this month. He's going off.
Seen him on a couple commercials, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing his thing. But you guys are going to be doing your thing this Saturday, July 14th at Men for the Milk Crate. So we got that exclusive here tonight. Sofa Brown and Petty. Is it a mixtape? Is it an EP, I guess?
EP.
Okay. Well, we're going to jump into some music, so let's
Absolutely.
Check this out. So speaking of the music, you guys just released this EP. How long have you been working on it?
We actually did it kind of last summer.
Gotcha. So the first one we're going to listen to is called God Made.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about this one.
Chino on the beat. That's our guy. I think, to be honest, I can't even remember, but I think Petty might have sent all three of them at the same time.
Yeah.
And just asked me to be a part. You'll hear throughout the tape, I'm doing something different on each one.
Right.
Petty's holding it down, you know, the whole song down. And this one, I'm doing a hook on this. Man, I don't know how to explain none of this stuff, man. It's just great music.
Yeah.
Let's let the real music meaningful speak for itself. Too. Meaningful music.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's check it out. This is Sofa Brown and Petty with God Made.
As the cloth from which I am cut, though I could be off a bit, not too much. This is God made, look what God made. I see wings in my shadow silhouette. Something mean, I ain't met no killer yet. Like, continue to boss up, I be set right. Nothing's gonna hold me back, regret might. I walk in light, I step light, I am light. All these lights, can't ignore the vision. If I scam life, I'd rather ask for forgiveness before permission. So what if it hurts? Listen, when everybody's with that, I'm proof that at least someone on this earth isn't. Forgive me if I ever cross the line, I'm just trying to score a touchdown. Reasons I don't turn up now, I turn up down. Believe in me, they say you got it locked, it's a key to keeping it. What else? Don't play it so no funny. Stay out the way, just get your money. Keep it rocking, now I can see the top of the refrigerator. I'm not a kid anymore, but I still focus on the kid in me more. In this hopeless world to infinity or forever, I'm the epitome. Don't pity me, pretty please, don't pity me. The city be in good hands, I got bigger plans. To the top, ayy, to the top, baby. This is God made.
Look what God made. A kid with a curse that he can't lie. A man with a flavor you can't buy. Wrote the word for my people, I can't die. This is God made, look what God made. You won't convince me that I won't fly. I see why you won't, but why won't I? You won't triumph if you won't try. Holy Trinity, this is God made.
I'ma shorten a second, I ain't got too much to say, too important, respect it. At your orbit, impeccable timing, I birthed it perfect. Go down, you can bet I'm one of the first alerted. I got this curse of working so
much. Everything I touch can both turn to gold and dust. I can walk on my own, I need no crutch. Just some more Sam Cooke. Been a long time coming, I'm coming, I'm coming up. Like, you can take the elevator, I'ma take the stairs. Either way, I'ma make it there, huh? To the top, ay, to the top, baby. This is God made.
Look what God made. A kid with a curse that he can't lie. A man with a flavor you can't buy. Wrote the word for my people, I can't die. This is God made. Look what God made. You won't convince me that I won't fly. I see why you won't, but why won't I? You won't triumph if you won't try. Holy Trinity, this is God made.
Man, powerful right there. Right. Powerful track. That was God Made, Petty and Sofa Brown. And so they can get the EP now.
Yes, sir.
It's available now.
Every streaming service.
Long time coming.
Right?
Right.
True. So up next, we got a track called This Lemonade. Tell us a little bit about this one.
This Lemonade. I love this beat a lot. Like I said before, Petty just went in on all of these. Doing a little something at the end, a little something special myself. They're just all meaningful.
Yeah.
It's all mean something.
Let's check it. This is Petty and Sofa Brown, This Lemonade.
Yeah.
This lemonade. This lemonade. This lemonade. This lemonade. This lemonade. This lemonade. Through whatever that I can get through, I'm better. A newer level achieved, I'm sure the weather would change. I got shorts for the summer, I got sleeves for the breeze. Got a coat when it's cold, I love the rain. Still reminded by the silver linings behind the clouds that seal the sky in. I'm optimistic about the storm, if I got specific. Ain't all that bad, we moving forward, but it's not terrific. I try to stay on my best foot and keep a good attitude as I move. Had I knew back when I was a little one what I now know, most likely switch my whole everything up and how I roll. I'm watching everybody hates Chris, R.I.P. to Malvo, and every old part of me I outgrow. All I need is all I need, all I need is all I need. Look, with the least I make the most of, treat me decent. When it get deep, a crazy close love, it's been here recently. Something good ought to come from this. I got a composition book full of confidence. I feel like a shark in a pond of fish. I ponder this, you want me to lose like consciousness. But God made this, God made this, this. This lemonade, this lemonade. This lemonade, ay, 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 ay. This lemonade, this lemonade. This lemonade, ay, 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 ay. This lemonade, this lemonade. This lemonade, ay, 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 ay. This lemonade, this lemonade. This lemonade, ay, 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 ay. A young boy in a household of chaos. Never wanted too much, only wanted a way out. Undecided on who we could be or who we could speak to. But these beats do him the least to get him through the week. His favorite rapper's from Nashville, the East part. He always reminds him to be smart in all his music. He take a L, he call it learning, some call it losing. But not him, he know that's just an opportunity to grow. He's similar to Petty in a way. All his moves are lined up, they already been in place. And his logic ain't traditional. Priorities more different than the norm, but that works for him. That's all that matters in the end though. And when it began though, had a different plan, so he had to let some friends go. You know how that be. I'ma let my gift sing, then win my fifth ring, then lift wings. God made this. This, this, this. This lemonade. This lemonade. This lemonade, ay, 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 ay. This lemonade, this lemonade. This lemonade, ay, 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 ay. This lemonade, this lemonade. This lemonade, ay, 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 ay. This lemonade, this lemonade. This lemonade, ay, 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 ay.
With God as my witness, I vow to fight for resistance, to inspire relentlessness against the most vilest existence, to jump higher than fences. I vow to divide the division that divided the vision. And when life gives me lemons, I'll be right in the kitchen.
weapon. This lemonade, this lemonade, this lemonade, ay, 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 ay. This lemonade, this lemonade, this lemonade, ay, 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 ay. This lemonade, this lemonade, this lemonade, ay, 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 ay. This lemonade, this lemonade, this lemonade, ay, 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 ay.
Welcome back. This is ET. You tuned into the Fringe Radio Show right here on WRFNLP, Pasco, Tennessee. Radio Free Nashville, radiofreenashville.org. We got the Out Here Boys in the house. Yep. Al D's in the house tonight. Shouting out, we were talking about just Petty off the air. People need to definitely check him out.
Yeah, at Petty615. Y'all need to follow that. He's been dropping a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he's dropping EPs every Sunday this month.
Every Sunday. Killing it. He needs to come out on a Saturday and then for the Milk Crate and bless the stage. So let's make that happen. But man, we got one track left off the EP. You're sipping, and we've been talking about the production a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, sir. Like I said, Chino on the first beat on God Made. Chino's from Nashville. He's been killing here for a long time. That's the homie too. And then on the last two, on this Lemonade and Sipping, it's a guy named, he's got an acronym, FWYTAI. Petty does a lot of work with him. Amazing as well, as you'll hear. Now on this last one, You're Sipping, kind of what the whole project's about a little bit is, you know, we got the lemonade for you. We got something to replenish you whenever you need it. We're here for you. Man. God Made this lemonade, You're Sipping.
And I know y'all thirsty. Let's check it out.
This at is Sofa Brown, sipping. At Evan Blocker, Out Here Boys.
Must be from above, gotta be love because we relate to the lows. Yeah, it's cold, it cuts deep. We all on that road when I suppose it's just me. I know who's down for me, they keep me upbeat. I know who's down for me, they keep me upbeat. What if life is just another big butt freak? I'm having with it in my dreams. I'm waking up, my ambition interrupts me. A promise that I'm making sure at least one of us keeps. Heart rarely beats to the drum that love beats. I don't love anything the way that I love beats. Because it am I wrong or worse? Am I wrong or worse? Yet so strong my hurt makes your song a verse. When you're in the shade with your lemonade, you just see the pimpin', you don't see me squeezing lemons. You're sipping. It was not right. Fell apart, pull it together, it got right. You know it's normal. When it's warm, I'm hot like I've been eating up. Finally seeing what everything has been leading up to. Could be too good to be true. Believing nothing, you don't have faith in. Sometimes patience could turn into waiting. Too long, gotta speed it up. Gotta get on it. Plan A and plan B. Get on. Won't play myself or get on. I just play myself, put my shit on. I'll be a vessel to my hard skips and give you something special through the hardships. In the shade with your lemonade, you just see the paper, you don't see me squeezing lemons. You're sipping. Mama told me if you're gonna do it, son, you're gonna do it right. I struggled all my life staring on the straight and narrow, staring in the face of peril, still uncomfortable despite. That road'll get rough, but don't you give up. Caught you a flat, no stopping for that. You go to the trunk, open it up, take out a spare, you change it right there. You make it apparent, no situation
Gotta see inside and be one with the force. They try to freak your mind with the club and no, but that's not an equal sign to a woman when she yours. I said not a single line for no money or awards. I fell in love with this one, I was nothing but a boy. And my brother told me we gotta return it to the core. Only ones with the cure, only ones with the flow. 100% pure lemonade. I never give you a verse that got a bunch of sugar on it. It ain't quenching your thirst, so got too little sugar in it. With a bitter or a bite, or water you down. I specialize in getting you right out. We'll never do you like them and charge 10 for the weed plate frisbee set. We the one that charge 10 for that that you pop in to smoke to. And never have to hit eject or plug into. And never have to skip no track or work out to. And never have to skip no rep. Do homework to. And never have to skip no step. Just get your check. Not one problem and correct. You feel me? We'll always be here when you need it, even if you don't believe it. When you're in the shade with your lemonade and you need replenishment, I'll be here squeezing lemons. You sipping, you sipping.
So that was the last track off the EP, God Made This Lemonade, You Sipping. And man, first time hearing it, like, super impressed.
Thank you, bro.
I want to hear more. Yeah, you know what I mean? Sure. Like, I don't know if three songs is enough for me. I kind of got that.
We
I got that urge now.
We specialize in getting you right.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We still got that Out Here Boys.
Right.
Two Out Here Boys EPs to check out.
Yeah.
You can check out that other Petty that dropped last week. And then the next one, I guess, is
I'm
dropping.
I'm good, love, enjoy. Last week.
So this track we're going to listen to next, Out Here Boys, is this like on a new EP you guys are working
this
is, on?
This was on Two Skies in 2016.
Okay.
This kind is of, like
kind of the start of the Out Here Boys as a group, as a thing together. So celebratory song.
All right. Sure. Well, let's check it out. This is Out Here Boys with the self-titled track, Out Here Boys.
Yeah.
Love with me now. First things first, suck a dick off from the kickoff. Waiting for the pickoff. Watch me out, get my Michael Smith off. 21 skunk, who next on the sticks, dog?
Y'all?
I've been getting pretty sick, doc. Going out my mind, crazy, cool, TikTok. So for Bobby Brown, kick rocks in a Ziploc. Two LPs, Airbeat and Blend Knot.
Airbeat and Blend Knot?
Two LPs, Airbeat and Blend Knot.
So for Bobby Brown, kick rocks in a Ziploc. Two LPs, Airbeat and Blend Knot.
Better back to the back, triple hat. That's a hat trick, no slapstick. The old vet skin of this rap. The clap hit, then wait for that.
Boom.
Oh yeah, that's it, that's me.
To the dark side.
I wouldn't put it past me. Might wipe pad me, this might go badly. Mike Spear got shot, the mic go madly. Then hit the leaky cauldron of Diagon Alley.
Hold up, you said Diagon Alley?
Boy, I be getting money out in Diagon Alley.
Mike Spear got shot, the mic go madly. Then hit the leaky cauldron of Diagon Alley.
Shimmy, shimmy, yah, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay.
Shimmy.
S-O, shimmy, F, shimmy, yay.
Shimmy.
Let me know if it's any pick any day. Whoever they won't play, them head to get blown away.
What it?
Try to tell a motherfucker I don't ever miss. Put up to the spot, riding on a flying Pegasus. Pull the arrow back up in the boat like he Legolas. Hit you in the spot, paralyzed, now he Legolas.
Legolas? Now he Legolas. Hit you in the spot, paralyzed, now he Legolas.
Yeah, hit up Rap Genius for the reference.
You ain't get a hit up Rap Genius for the reference. Wait though, that's the Lord of the Ring time.
Tim Duncan, he the Lord of the Ring time.
Tim Duncan, five rings on that pine.
Hanging up after five rings on that pine. Meet me by the door, you ain't gotta go. But you gotta get the f*** out of here.
Vamanos.
Adios.
College grow.
I'm the GOAT.
Probably so.
Probably so.
They ain't know.
Now they know.
Shardy low. They ain't know, now they know. Shardy low. They ain't know, now they know. Shardy low. They know, they know, they know.
They threw some slings at me, Wody.
Caught that.
And punished them before they could barjack. Now I'm looking for their family and pockets to wall back. If I ain't a hot boy, then what do you call that?
Run up.
On them like, what up with all that? And they just do the end of the summer and fall back. Cause maybe you're offender, planning for defending. You initiated, I'ma finish it. Get a god pack. Finally, the rock back. Young Soap, Kevanye, the rock back. Chuck D, Flavor, Flav, the clock back.
Kenan and Cal and all that.
I'm me, stop that. Mother been popped out when you finna pop back. Mother, my high score, how you finna top that? Mother coulda swapped in, told you that the guy back. Mother, gone.
So that was Out Here Boys with their track Out Here Boys. And I was just saying, I've seen you guys perform that a few times.
For
and
sure.
That's definitely always one that just kind of brings the energy
yeah.
to the show and gets everybody hyped.
Always.
And that's on the last EP you guys last, put out together?
That was on the Two Skies album. That
yeah, Evan, that was the Sofa Brown solo album.
Yep, that Evan produced the whole thing.
It kind of spun off the group Out Here Boys.
Nice. Well, man, you guys, I'm excited to see what you guys are going to do this Saturday night at Men for the Milk Crate.
For sure.
I know so you've been on the radio show a few times. You guys have performed at Men for the Milk Crate a
yep.
couple times.
Both
as far
solo.
As what you said earlier, yeah, they've both separately been on Men for the Milk Crate, and they've both separately been on the radio show as well.
So. Yeah, veterans.
For sure.
Man, I'm glad to have you guys on here tonight. You guys can check them out again this Saturday, July 14th at Cobra. Doors open at 9:30 p.m. Out Here Boys, Sofa Brown, Evan Blocker. Appreciate you guys for being here.
Man, thanks for having me.
Loving the new stuff. And if you guys want to shout anybody out or just kind of, again, tell people where they can check you out before we wrap it up.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all for having us. Men for the Milk Crate this Saturday. You know it's going to be live. We can always be in the spot. Man, God Made This Lemonade You Sipping Just Drop. Listen to that. Petty. Out Here Boys dropped 2 EPs so far. We got another one very soon. Movie Get Moved. And we got solo stuff coming this year, too. We got a lot coming. Evan.
Yep.
Again, shout out to Brian Brown and Tyke T and Quentin Weston as well, of course.
Yeah, and then always DJ Vamp on the ones and twos doing his thing, and then
Cyphers before and after
before
the show.
Before and after the show. So like,
the
really,
one before just kind of depends how bad people want it, man. That right. mic's there, so come through,
man.
Yeah.
I might have to jump in on.
Oh yeah, I'm setting it off. I'm setting the after the ending.
Yeah,
the end
right.
of Cypher, I'm setting it off.
Sometimes the Cypher ends up being like the, you know, the diamond in the rough of the
yeah,
whole show sometimes,
sure.
man.
It's always been the heart
I've
and soul.
Fun at
it's
one.
Always been the heart and soul of it.
Yeah, I've been on, I remember being in something that I wasn't even on the show.
Right.
Yeah. Well, man, you guys can check them out again this Saturday night, July 14th, Milk for the Milk Crate. It's going down. Now, a couple artists that are not with us in studio tonight, we want to get to some of their music because you guys will be able to check them out this Saturday as well. So, first up, we got Brian Brown. Al D, tell us about Brian Brown.
Yeah, so shout out to Brian Brown. I've been a fan of his since that first album I got a hold of, 722, came out. Was real dope. We had an opportunity to perform with him at the Boom Bap MC Cypher Edition or whatever. That was real dope. Shout out to DJ Rate. Shout out to Case Bloom, all that. But yeah, he came through the Cypher also. It meant for the Milk Crate recently, so that was cool. And we got chopped it up and got him to come perform the next one, so looking forward to that.
Right. So this is his track called Ric Flair.
Rap game, Al Green, though, baby. Like violated. He ain't throwing grits on shit.
Back in the mail with the Ric Flair. Back in the mail with the Ric Flair. Back in the mail with the Ric Flair. Put on your robe with something to do your strap. Put on your robe,
hey, check it out, look, check it out, look.
I'm still trying to go to Jacob with 25,000. Sitting on 2,500. Get your numbers up and put the bets on us. Feeling like the best or something. Me and my amigos in the casa and we trying to function. Alright, it's the little homie that done cleared his mind and got it right. Back in here with Sig. Know yourself and thank the Lord of that. You are now rocking with the conscience of Gucci and Common. My shit might be the light to all your issues and your problems. Hold up. This one is for the souls. I've been working hard in mine. I return to let you know that I cannot beat them up no more. I'm trying to run the score with Dolomite. Bishop Down when I'm owing, you can't hold us. Plus, everybody say that they relate to when I'm feeling broke. Oh, sick for when I freestyle. Niggas pay attention, damn. I guess if I can bring change to somebody, every day can feel like a payday to a nobody like me. Look at me, baby girl, don't even fret. Saw that smile across the room. I'm the one you love to love. Like my liquor, like my
last name. And my women tall. When I stand beside them, I feel like I'm closer to God. You on point B, rest in peace, Fife. Know what this is, Papa, Papa, Assassin with the abstract vision. I'm almost dead. Tell them teachers it's to the end. As always, I gotta represent Eastside in this shit.
Back in the day with the reflex. Back in the day with the reflex.
You don't lose faith.
My strength, but it's dangerous. I'm on the head. But then higher ups gotta let me in. Next time I'm back home, I need a breaker. I got this. Back in the lair with the riff layer. Back in the lair with the riff layer. Back in the lair with the riff layer. Put on your robe or something and do your strap. Do your strap. Put on your robe or something and do your strap. Do your strap. Hey.
You don't lose faith. In winter, and Ric Flair day in and day out, every day of his life, just keeps winning and winning and winning. And you know why, Bob Caudle? Because I've got the most positive attitude, I've got the most ability, I've got the greatest physical attributes, and I just happen to be the best.
That was Brian Brown with Ric Flair. This is E.T. along with Al D in the house, the Fringe Radio Show. Thanks for checking us out tonight. We're kind of winding things down, and we got another artist that's going to be on the bill this Saturday night, a Memphis for the Milk Crate at Cobra, Tyke T, which, Al D, you were saying he's from Memphis, right?
I think he, like, came of age in Memphis for the most part. I don't think he's actually was born there, but nonetheless, Tyke T is a MC with a lot of energy, and that goes for like the performance and the just work ethic generally. And you know, I was lucky enough to catch him at Vilmatic, which is a show put together by Virgos that goes, you know, pretty regularly, and it was real dope. I ended up having him on the radio program shortly after that, so that may be out there. But yeah, I had just meant to get him on the bill at one of these and finally got around to it, so I'm stoked, looking forward to it.
Well, we got two tracks we're going to listen to. First one is Stop Us Now, and then that's followed by C'est La Vie.
Johnson beating the AIDS virus.
Yeah.
Run without a time go. When them haters come around, no I blow. English, but I'm all about my pesos. Yeah, she a fly girl, no J-Lo. Doing it by myself, independent, but I don't give a fuck, I'm still winning. And you can't stop me, my people, they got me. I'm a Louis Vuitton bag and y'all just swat me. They tell me I'm arrogant, I say that I'm cocky. Haters looking like fast food, cause y'all just soft it. Punchline. I suggest that you watch me, cuz ain't another mother here stopping me, bruh.
Can't you see that you can't stop us now?
Tell them I keep my head to the clouds. I hope I never come down. And I know you wanna be me, but truth be told, you can't see me. And I deserve to shine, cuz mother, I grind. Too many believe 26 with bills, it's hard to follow your dreams. And women wanna be saved like I got a cape. But Sally May, the only woman I need to be late. And that's real, keep my eyes on the prize. They say the truth hurts, but you're killing me with your lies. I'm trying to do it big this year. Never looking back and facing all my fears. And you can't stop me, my people, they got me. I'm a filet mignon cut, and y'all just lunch me. They tell me I'm arrogant, I say that I'm cocky. Haters looking like fast food, cause y'all just soft it.
punchline. I suggest that you watch me, cuz ain't another mother here stopping me, bruh. Uh-uh.
Can't you see that you can't stop us now?
I keep my head to the clouds. I hope I never come down. And I know you wanna be me, but truth be told, you can't see me. And I deserve to shine, cause mother, I grind.
Can't you see that you can't stop us now?
There's nothing you can do, and my flow's sicker than yours. I got the flu, me and my team winning, and we ain't got a flaunt. They say they want their real, watch me give them what they want. Ready for the worst, we're praying for the best. They tell me that preparation the key to your success. You only get one shot, and baby, when they call my name, better believe I'ma take over the game. And you can't stop me, my people, they got me. I'm an original thinking again, and y'all just copies. They tell me I'm arrogant, I say that I'm cocky. Haters looking like fast food, cause y'all just soft it. Punchline, I suggest that you watch me, cuz ain't another mother here stopping me, bruh.
Can't you see that you can't stop us now?
Yeah, I keep my head to the clouds. I hope I never come down. And I know you wanna be me, but truth be told, you can't see me. And I deserve to shine, cause mother, I grind.
Can't you see that you can't stop us now?
Ooh,
I know in mine, got them niggas all in check, just like Busta Rhymes. Yeah, I say a prayer for my enemy, God.
They just hate to see a young winning.
Say la vie, yeah. I been going hot, had to take a risk, no fear. Got the snakes up on my grass like a John Deere. You know I got a job like a good year. Driven by music, that's a logo. Can't you see it like Toto? Bad boy, can't stop, won't quit. Like the out, only can't touch this. Hold up, ain't no I got that. Peep the way they frown when I walk past. You might have had a little buzz, I acknowledge that. But I put the work in too, you can't deny that. If you don't like me, nick them for you too. Your label and fuck your crew. Fuck these rims and fuck these hoes. I'm all about the money, you are rich, you know. Look, over yonder. Man, and niggas ain't getting no money. All they do is talk shit about everybody better watch your back, cause that shit ain't funny. But a like me, gotta keep on making moves. And I know that you just can't take it. But are you mad now, then just wait while I get your bed naked. Cause I know in mind, got these niggas all in check, just like Busta Rhymes. Yeah, I say a prayer for my enemy, God.
They just hate to see a young winning.
Say la vie, yeah.
Cause I know it's mine, got these niggas all in check, just like Busta Rhymes. I say a prayer for my enemy. They just hate to see a young winning. Say
Smoking, got my mind going crazy. Hey, if she keep twerking like that, then girl, we must go half on a baby. Hey, mix the Coca-Cola with Hennessy, girl, that's just how I like it. Hey, and if that girl says she do not like tight tea, then she must be a dog.
You know I got that. Peep the way they frown when I walk past. You might have had a little buzz, I acknowledge that. But I put the work in too, you can't deny that. If you don't like me, then fuck you too. Fuck your label and fuck your crew. Let's go. Fuck these rims and fuck these. I'm all about the money, you are wrecked, you know. Hugging, look, you can't stop me. Building my empire, that's Taraji. And you know I got dry, no denale. I took a gamble on myself, that's a parlay. Look, they said I couldn't make it, but they're no longer around. You might have had me way back when, but look at me now. I guess that's what it meant.
All in check, just like Busta Rhymes. Yeah, I say a prayer for my enemy, God.
They just hate to see a young winner.
Say la vie.
Just like Busta Rhymes, I say you.